today. Hello, everybody. This is Josh Price, and you are listening to the Mark Price for Three podcast. Each episode, my dad will be talking NBA basketball, sharing some coaching and instruction, and of course, talking about his faith. Without further delay, here's my dad, Mark Price.
Welcome back to the Mark Price for Three podcast, episode 77 today. Quick one. We're going to do these, I think, very quickly because the Cavs, who are now 2-0 in the playoffs, just want to get some updates from Mark. Mark, how are you?
I'm good, Aaron. I'm good. Excited to announce the Cavs are up 2-0, of course. It looks like home court advantage is paying off early in these playoffs. I don't think a road team's won a game yet so far. So good job for the Cavs. They've totally, talked about it a lot all year. A lot of people talked about it all year, what happened last year in the playoffs. And the Cavs obviously took that to heart. Their mindset has been totally different. So kudos to them for coming out and taking care of business. And I think we talked about it actually on the last podcast with Sam Amico about the Cavs needing to come out and kind of establish themselves early in the series. And they certainly have done that. Now, of course, the naysayers always say, well, all they did was take care of business at home.
Yeah.
You don't win a playoff series till you win one on the road is kind of the thought process in a lot of ways, unless you want, you're the home court, unless you got home court advantage and you win all of yours. But so let's see if they can go. Obviously, the pressure's on Orlando right now to come and get a win going back home. So game three should be interesting. I'm sure Cavs will get the Magic's best punch for sure. And it'll be interesting to see how they respond. But if they come out and play like the way they have, I think they're the better team. I think they'll win. Yeah. But I expect Orlando to play a lot better at home for sure.
This is completely random, but I was actually in Orlando in that arena just a few months ago. I was shocked. It seems small. You played there obviously as home and away. Is that a small arena?
It's not. Small, I wouldn't say.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably not as updated as a lot of the arenas are. I don't know if they've updated since back when I was playing that arena. So, and that was kind of new back then. But yeah, it's probably doesn't have as many bells and whistles, maybe you could say, as some of the newer arenas and things like that. But Orlando always plays well at home. So it'll be interesting to see if the Cavs can go in there and steal one and come back. Or close it out, either one. It'd be nice, obviously, to win both, but I'm sure the Cavs would love to at least get one of the two and be in the driver's seat coming home.
Yeah, I was wondering if it got very loud in there or what their home environment was for the playoffs. I imagine it gets pretty loud because of the way it was built. It just seems like it could get pretty loud in there if they've got a great crowd.
Yeah, it does, and it can get loud in there when it's full and that you're in a playoff situation. So yeah, I'm sure they'll be jacked up trying to get their Magic going.
Yep.
And so game three should be a lot of energy for at least from the Magic side. And the Cavs got to, not get caught up in that, hey, we dominated these first two games. It's going to be easy because you know how quickly a series can change. I've played in many, many a series where, we were up two and then lost both on the road or we were down two and lost and won both at home. So, it's a fine line and, the Cavs want to come home at least 3-1, if not win the thing.
Sure. I have to ask too, I heard JJ Redick talking during one of the games and they were asking him about if you're nervous in the playoffs and they went to a commercial. So unfortunately what he was saying got kind of broken up over two segments, but it was very interesting what he was talking about how he said, during the regular season, you kind of just, I basically essentially said, you just coast, you just go out, you play your games, you don't get too nervous about things. And he said, but that first playoff game, like you're really nervous, because now it's all on the line. Now you're playing for something very important. Did you find that?
I didn't really get nervous, but there's definitely a different energy level. There's just something kind of swirling on the inside of you, the kind of the anticipation of it, the excitement of it, kind of knowing that, yeah, this, it counts now. Like obviously the regular season counts and puts you in position, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like now it's win or go home time, right? So Yeah, it's everything's ratcheted up, the energy level, the pressure, the expectations, the interest, the fans are focused more. So yeah, it's just a totally different. And until you play in the playoffs, and that's what we were saying about the Cavs last year, right?
Yep.
Until you actually play in it, you can talk about it. You can say, hey, yeah, we know it's different. We got it. But until you actually experience the difference, you don't really know. And so the Cavs have learned, good for them, from last year's experience. And Orlando's actually going through that this year, having to play the Cavs. This is their first experience. And you can tell they're a little bit at the moment shell shocked.
Yeah.
You know, because the Cavs have done what they should do. The Cavs have jumped all over them, and the Cavs have been the aggressive team. They've been, you know, on both ends of the floor. They're doing what they do, and their players are stepping up. So it's been great to watch so far. And, you know, like I said, it's a different mindset now going on the road. You're not going to have the fans, the great Cleveland fans behind you in the games. But the Cavs have been a good road team at times this year on the road. So hopefully they can go, like I said, at least come back with a 3-1 edge, if not close this thing out. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, close it out and get some rest, because, you know, it gets harder from here, I'm sure. And I believe it's going to be the Celtics, it looks like, maybe, you know, they won pretty easily in their first one. And the Celtics are going to be tough, but they have beat the Celtics throughout the year. I think, wouldn't that be their next matchup? Depending if the Celtics win.
Right. I think everybody's expecting the Celtics to win.
Yeah.
And so it would be a great opportunity for the Cavs, really, to kind of get a 7-game series against the number one team in the East. So, and they have played well against the Celtics. Like we said, the playoffs is a whole different animal. So, but they match up. I like the matchups with the Cavs and the Celtics. So it would be a fun series, but we can't get ahead of ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Too quickly. There's still a lot of games to be played, but I know that would be a great series for the Cavs from an experience standpoint and a chance to make a mark.
Well, and what did Kobe Bryant say? The job's not done. The job's not over. Something like that. So yeah, not to look too far ahead there, but let's do two things. What's the good that you've seen that you really, really like? And then we'll talk about the bad, because not bad, but just something that, you know, when you watched, you're like, I don't know if that's who we are. We'll talk about that one second. What were some of the good things that you've seen so far that you haven't already mentioned?
Yeah, I think just an overall better chemistry, I think, on the floor.
Yeah.
It seems like even the Garland, Mitchell, it seems like to this point, Mitchell's been the guy, so to speak, to kind of get them jump started. Now, Darius had a really good second half yesterday, and so that was good to see as well. So we talked about that a lot over the course of the season. You know, can these guys figure out how to play together? And, you know, so far I like what's going on. Now, you know, Orlando probably don't have one of the top backcourts in the league.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's pretty dominant in that aspect. And obviously the bigs are making an impact as well. You know, Orlando plays a little bit physical. They got some big guys, and Allen and Mobley have played really, really well so far and stepped up, and Mobley's even making some threes and stretching his game. And so, yeah, there's a lot to like so far. Like I said, you know, it's a good confidence booster for sure for the Cavs. And you know, they got the matchup they wanted, and so far that's working out like they hoped it would.
For sure. And now what is something that you saw? I believe you saw it more in the first game, but there was something you mentioned to me that you saw that you just weren't real comfortable with.
Well, I thought it was better yesterday. I thought it was more just going out and, you know, playing with purpose and things like that. I thought the first game, I thought the Cavs might have tried a little too hard to show that they were going to be physical and things like that. I just thought, you know, there were some plays that were a little bit out of character a little bit. And I was a little concerned that, hey, maybe the Cavs are just going to get caught way too caught up in this. We got to be more physical and try to kind of be something they're not necessarily. That might get them out of whack a little bit, but I liked that. I felt like even though they were still very aggressive and playing hard, I thought it was more natural and under control yesterday than the first game.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I didn't see the first game. I listened to it, but it was echoed on the radio. They were saying, you know, hey, don't take the bait. They kept saying that over and over again. Don't take the bait. They're trying to get you guys out of your element. And so I felt like it was better yesterday, especially when Wagner came in. What did he get? 6 fouls pretty quickly. And the last 2 were really weird, just one after another. And you could just tell it didn't seem like that bothered the Cavs too much. But if you watch the Sixers and Knicks series, that's truly physical. I mean, I haven't seen anything yet with the Magic that's like the same level of intensity. Those games are super intense and super physical. And so does that concern you? Should the Cavs have to match up in that kind of a series with any one of those teams?
Like I said, I think the Cavs' mindset, having gone through it last year, they learned.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to get pushed around like they did last year. I think they'll be a mindset, but like you said, it's grueling. It's not just physical for a few plays here and there, like Orlando. I mean, the Knicks are physical every play.
They really are.
You know,
they really
for the whole game, and the Sixers are a physical team as well. But the Knicks are kind of a different level that way. And you know, watching that game yesterday and kind of moving away from the Cavs, but to the rest of the league, I mean, there were a couple of games yesterday that 2 road teams just blew it. I mean,
yeah,
the Sixers had that game won up 5 with 20-something seconds and just imploded.
It did.
At the end of the game, I mean, give the Knicks credit for getting after them, but man, they just gave that game away. That one's going to hurt. I have a hard time seeing them overcoming that now. I mean, you know, if they win that game, it's a whole new series, but Knicks are in control right now, up 2-0. And on the West side, same thing with the Lakers and the Nuggets. I mean, the Lakers up 15 at halftime, kind of dominating that game and lose, get outscored 17 in the second half. So those kind of losses in the playoffs are brutal.
Yeah.
And hard to overcome. And now you got, you know, the world champs up to a sitting pretty, where that series, if it goes 1-1 back to LA, that could be an interesting series. I don't see it being as much now, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe those teams can bounce back, but they're going home. But man, those were tough, brutal losses. You know, when you played so well, played well enough to win, let's put it that way.
For sure. It seemed like, gosh, that's so deflating for the Sixers. And they're already, you know, they gave everything they had. And then, you know, Embiid's out there just kind of Willis reading his way through this game. I mean, it's tough. And it's tough to watch him not be 100%. And you hate that for any team that you're a fan of. Even if you're not a fan of them, you want to see the playoffs. You want that team to be at 100%, everybody 100%. So you get the full view of what that series could be. And now Miami losing Jimmy Butler, it looks like that's tough for Miami. They were already pretty thin in the ranks anyway. And so I think my pick last week might have to change, because I don't see Miami coming out of that one, especially without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, it's tough. He's not only a really, really good player, but he's kind of the guy everybody rallies around on that team. And the Heat will play hard, and though, but I just don't know if they got enough players. I don't know if they have enough depth to be able to pull off some kind of miracle and get on some kind of run without him. Yeah. So, yeah, that was definitely a tough blow.
Yep. Okay. Faith segment. We're going to move quick because we may do some more of these as we go along here in the playoffs. But the faith segment, we talked about this a few minutes ago, and we talked about this offline as well. You talked about being out of character, and I was thinking about that and how we can do the same, whether it's the crowd we run with, whether it's the work we, you know, the job we have, or you name it. I think it can be pretty easy for us to get out of character and not be who God created us to be. What are your thoughts on that when it comes to our faith? Just like the Cavs kind of played this tough role, you know, that first game that just didn't feel right. What are your thoughts on that in terms of our faith?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. There are times in our lives when, whether it be a tough spell or maybe you're hanging around some guys or some people that don't have the same values or the same belief system that you have, and it starts kind of messing with you a little bit, and all of a sudden maybe you start doing things out of character or even speaking out of character and doing things like that. And I think it just goes back to so much of the time to make sure that we're staying grounded, right? That we're doing the things to stay, you know, close to the Lord and to allow his spirit to work within us. And those things are obviously the basics, making sure we're spending time in his word, that, you know, we're being held accountable by our few close confidants, and just putting things, you know, it talks about, there's a scripture that talks about, you know, goes through all these virtues, right? It says, think on these things, right? Mm-hmm. Think on these things. And it's kind of goes back to the old saying, you know, garbage in, garbage out, right? It's
right.
Like, if we're filling our minds with, it doesn't matter what it is, if we're, you know, hanging around people that don't have our same values, or even listening to certain kinds of music, or watching, you know, certain kind of shows, or listening to, you know, podcasts that aren't as good as ours. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. You know, just listening, putting junk in your, putting junk in. And, you know, it's funny how that junk tends to find its way out, right?
Right.
Like, and, you know, we'll have an issue, or we're quicker to get angry, or quicker to get an argument, or say something ugly, or whatever it might be. A lot of times we just need to check and say, man, where's this coming from? I gotta start filling my mind with those righteous, right things, you know, things that are good and lovely, as the scripture talks about.
That's so true. Cause I think it is like you find yourself saying, where did that come from? Like, why did I react like that? And a lot of times it can be, you know, well, what do they call it? A slow fade. You know,
yeah. It
is a slow fade. And so if you're not careful and you're doing things out of character, before you know it, that's how you got there. Typically wasn't made in that moment. It was probably a series of events, or a series of decisions, or a series of people that you've been in the, you know, wrong place, wrong time. And those things all lead up to that moment. It wasn't typically just that moment, but good stuff. And so the encouragement today is, you know, take a look at your circle, take a look at just your character, and are you playing out of character? Are you playing a role that you're not meant to play?
Yeah, exactly. And I think kind of the carryover is, right, just, you know, in the playoffs, right, after each and every game, like, teams are evaluating themselves, right?
Right.
They're self-evaluating. What is it that we didn't do well? What is it that we can do better? And I think as believers, that's something we should be doing daily, right? You know, today, you know, I blew it a couple, and, you know, where'd that come from? How can I evaluate? How can I get myself back on track? And how can I get my mind focused back on the Lord, you know, and allow him to work through me and not try to do it myself?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think there's this evaluation process that needs to take place, you know, maybe not daily, but, you know, often, because like you said, when we get off track, and sometimes it's been a while and all of a sudden it just sprouts up. It didn't just happen overnight. And so there's been something going on inside of us, maybe some root of bitterness. It's that somebody did something to us that we've been kind of just keeping inside, or whatever the case may be, that's gotten us to this point where we just kind of blew up, right? Or it just, you know, got us to a place we didn't want to be. And so that constant of evaluating, am I spending the time I need to in the word? Am I listening to the right things? Am I surrounding myself with people that are going to encourage me? Those things are important. And it's not something that just is going to happen. We have to be intentional. We've talked about that before as well. But we have to be intentional with our walk and making sure that we're evaluating ourselves, and what is it that I'm not doing that I can do better? And you know, how much time have I spent with the Lord this week? I definitely need to do more of that, and just kind of evaluate the things that help us, right? That allow, and also not just help us, but allow God to work in our lives.
Yeah. And make adjustments. I like your analogy there with the playoffs, because adjustments are being made throughout the game, but they're definitely being made after the game. You know, they're studying the film. They're taking a look at games, you know, the scheme, different coverages, different defenses, all those different things, everything's under the microscope. And it should probably be the same for us. You know, how am I doing here? How am I doing there? How am I doing there? And make the adjustments that you need to make so that you can stay in character and stay who you are, the principles that you got you to that winning record, so to speak. We're mixing a lot of things there, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, to continue to stay on that narrow path, as the scripture talks about, you know, not to follow the crowd, but what are the things we need to do to stay on the narrow path following Christ?
That's right. Well, Mark, thanks. I know we had to do this on the fly today. We waited, changed your schedule so we could do this today after game two. I know you've got a very busy day, as do I. And so thank you for doing just a quick podcast here today, getting us updated with your thoughts on the Cavs. And we'll talk to you again here very, very soon.
Yeah, look forward to it. We'll keep our hands and eyes on this playoff series and with what's going on in the league. And we'll probably do a few more of these kind of pop-up type podcasts just to kind of keep everybody informed and give our thoughts as these playoffs continue to roll along.
That's right. Well, let's go Cavs. Let them know.
Let them know.
All right. Talk to you soon, Mark.
All right, Aaron.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Mark Price for Three podcast. Remember to subscribe, like, review, and share. I'm Josh Price, and we will talk to you again on the next episode.
You don't have to go very far looking for bad news because somehow it just finds you. So finding peace in the chaos can be really difficult, but it doesn't have to be because the River mobile app exists. The River is a Christian music radio station dedicated to playing music to help you get through life's toughest moments or life's happiest moments and everywhere in between. And all from artists who love Jesus and are real people just like you. Listening is easy. You can download it wherever you get apps from. Just search 1049 The River or listen online at riverradio.com.